This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. House of Representatives gave final approval Wednesday to one of the largest economic stimulus measures in U.S. history, a sweeping $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill that gives President Joe Biden his first major victory in office. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Massachusetts's Richard Neal and other Democrats passed the $1.9 trillion bill, arguing a key belief that spending big can be a cure, not a curse, and the nation needs massive aid to beat the pandemic.
With this seismic legislation, we are delivering much-needed help and relief to millions of our fellow Americans.
House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy says it's not about relief. It's about ramming through things that have nothing to do with the virus.
It's a laundry list of left-wing priorities that predate the pandemic.
No Republicans in either the House or Senate backed the measure, which will send direct payments to most Americans starting this month. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan will meet with their Chinese counterparts in Alaska next week, the first meeting of senior American and Chinese officials since President Joe Biden took office. Blinken and Sullivan will meet with the People's Republic of China's Director of the Office of the Central Commission for Foreign Affairs, Yang Jiechi, and State Councilor Wang Yi on March 18th in Anchorage. Blinken will be making his first overseas trip next week with visits to Japan and South Korea alongside Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. A week ago, the Secretary of State declared the relationship between Washington and Beijing is the world's biggest geopolitical test of the century. You can find